The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about how people tend to sabotage their own success when trying to make and keep New Year's resolutions.
By mid-January, sadly, lots of people will have already given up on the goals they jotted down just 2 weeks ago. We found a great post by Michael Hyatt about why that happens and how to avoid sabotaging yourself when it comes to setting goals. This week we've been going through his top 10 tips.
We're down to number 9 on the list, which is that people don't pay enough attention to what motivated them to start making the resolution to begin with. If you don't have a real reason to start or stop something, you won't be motivated to keep going for very long. Michael pointed out that the best goals answer these questions: what will I gain if I do this, or what will I lose if I don't?
Now we've worked up to the 10th and final way people sabotage their success when it comes to New Year's resolutions, and it's that people stay satisfied with the status quo. Michael noted that people can be very skilled at coping, which is both good and bad. It's bad because we're willing to endure negative circumstances that we have the power to change. Now, if you're truly content, that's great. But if there's something that really needs to change and you know it, don't sabotage your own success. Look at your 2016 resolutions and break them down into actionable steps. That's how you'll actually get there and succeed.
Well, that and a whole lot of willpower, right?
Absolutely.
That's it for us today. We hope we've helped you get back on track with your resolutions, or maybe you just want to start from scratch. Good luck and happy Thursday.